please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to Caveat Realtor with Virginia Realtors, where we discuss the real issues that realtors face. I am Santiago Montalvo.
And I'm Ryan Leonard. Remember, Caveat Realtor is meant to provide general legal information. The information, forms, and laws referenced in this episode are accurate as of the date this episode is first released. Nothing we discuss should be considered as legal representation or legal advice.
Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you, Santiago?
Doing pretty good. Hey, so it is Fair Housing Month. Yay, April, right?
Woo! Love that.
I know everybody should always be mindful of fair housing, but even more so during April.
Exactly.
But hey, thanks for joining us. And we're going to talk about restrictive covenants. What are they? Who can enforce them? And can they be removed?
Let's start with HOAs. Everyone knows them. Everyone loves to talk about them. And they have those CC&Rs, covenants, conditions, and restrictions.
So HOAs are governed by the Property Owners Association Act if they were incorporated or organized after January 1st, 1959. They have to file a declaration, and in that declaration, they have the ability to charge fees and enforce their CC&Rs.
However, you'll notice that in real estate contracts, a buyer generally takes title with whatever restrictive covenants already exist. This happens whether there is a homeowners association or not.
So what exactly is a restrictive covenant then? So it is a written agreement that limits the use of property for specific purposes and regulates the structures that may be built upon it. A common restrictive covenant you'll see out there is the building will only be used for residential purposes.
What is so different between a restrictive covenant and a CC&R in an HOA? Well, the enforcement mechanisms. I won't go over the enforcement in HOAs because you all already probably know how that works, but simply put, it is the association doing the enforcement.
Now, with the restrictive covenant, it is those that have privity that can enforce it. Privity being a mutual or successive relationship to the same rights, in this case, the restrictive covenant. So anyone found to have privity can enforce it, and the only way to enforce it is to sue.
There are five things you need to enforce a restrictive covenant in court. First is privity between the original parties. Second, privity between original parties and their successors.
The third is intent that the restriction will run with the land. The fourth is the covenant touches and concerns the land. And the fifth, it must be in writing. So these things require a careful study and legal analysis by an attorney. If your client has the question of whether someone can enforce a restrictive covenant, they need to speak with an attorney.
Can a restrictive covenant be removed? Well, the answer is yes. There are a variety of reasons as to why a restrictive covenant becomes unenforceable. However, this again requires the specific legal advice of an attorney.
But April is Fair Housing Month. What if you find there's a restrictive covenant that prohibits the sale to a member of a protected class? Well, in 2020, Virginia Realtors President Kemper Funkhauser challenged VAR's government relations team to come up with a way to remove those restrictive covenants.
This led to the passage of 55.1-300.1, Certificate of Release of Certain Prohibited Covenants. It provides that any restrictive covenant prohibited by subsection A of section 36-96.6 may be released by the owner of real property subject to such covenant by recording a certificate of release of certain prohibited covenants.
So that statute also allows a property owner to file this certificate prior to recording the deed to a purchaser, or when an owner discovers it and decides they want to remove it, and that's applicable at any time. So this does not require an attorney per the statute, and the statute does also provide a template that can be used.
Remain ever vigilant if you discover one of these kinds of restrictive covenants, not only during Fair Housing Month, but all the time. Any questions, please submit them to the Virginia Realtors Legal Hotline. Thank you.
Caveat Realtor is a weekly podcast with episodes released every Tuesday. Our podcast is available for streaming through iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Subscribe to our podcast to get automatic updates when we have new episodes and rate us. Remember, members of Virginia Realtors have access to our legal hotline where we can provide you with legal information. You can access the legal hotline on the Virginia Realtors website under the legal tab on the Law and Ethics section. Make sure you're logged in to see this page. Thanks. Bye. Although the members of this podcast are attorneys, the legal information in this program is not a substitute for personalized legal advice from an attorney licensed to practice in your jurisdiction. The information provided by Virginia Realtors is general reference work as a public service and does not constitute solicitation or provision of legal advice. We provide this general legal information on an as-is basis. We make no warranties and disclaim liability for damages resulting from its use. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific circumstances of each case, and laws are constantly changing. The information provided in this program should not be used as a substitute for the advice of competent counsel. This has been a production of Virginia Realtors, copyright 2024. This podcast features the song Please Listen Carefully by Jazar, available under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.